my friends, and welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, May the 30th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's joy. As we continue to move through this Easter season, yes, it is waning, but the resurrected life of Christ does not wane. And so we continue to celebrate it within, among, and around us, brothers and sisters. We are celebrating. So we are going to look today to the readings for the Ascension, the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord, okay? Now, in most dioceses around the United States, that feast is celebrated this coming Sunday. I know in some dioceses, I think there may be two or three within the U.S., where that is still celebrated on Ascension Thursday. And so you may be hearing different readings this weekend for the seventh Sunday of Easter. Most likely, however, those of you listening will hear these. And either way, it's a holy day within our church. So we want to make sure we kind of focus on that. So I really wanted to hit these readings. Before we start, one announcement. This next week, not this podcast, but next week, when we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, will be the closing podcast in this series, in this Cup of Joe podcast. I have been podcasting for over 5 years. I'll explain more about it next week, but I did want to let any of you know, listening, that I know the it's been just varied on when this podcast gets. I download it every week, but when it gets sent out to its feeds, and that's not the reason I'm ending. But that just is another sign to me that it's time. It's time. I don't know why that has been happening, and I think that is hurting the listenership. But at the same time, I'm like, I think it's lived its life, and I have enjoyed every bit of it. And in a sense, it is time to let go and ascend and let something new come. And what a good segue to get to the readings, right? Because that's what we're going to be talking about today. So however it is, brothers and sisters, that you prepare yourself to ready yourself, open yourself, let the Word of God live within you and find that home. I invite you to do that at this time. And let this word speak well to you today. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day that he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again, as always, my friends, if there was an image, an idea, a word, a phrase, a thought that comes to you in the hearing of that reading, let that sit upon you. Let that just do the work that the Holy Spirit needs to do within you today. And just let it come. Let it be. And let God do what God needs to do, okay? Sorry, my voice is a little bit raspy today. That's going to be how it is, I think. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage, and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. My friends, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the readings we hear today are both written by Luke, right? They are the conclusion. This is the conclusion of the gospel of Jesus, of the Gospel of Luke. And the reading we heard from Acts of the Apostles was the beginning of Acts. So it's Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. It's, hey, this is the story I'm going to tell in this book. And this is the concluding story, the gospel we just heard for Luke's gospel. So there are, I mean, in broad strokes, they're the same. But there are differences, right? Since this is the conclusion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Luke has Jesus being taken up on Easter Sunday evening. And the disciples come back, and they're continually in the temple praising God. Well, we know that that doesn't happen right away, right? We know the rest of the story, that they're in the upper room until the Holy Spirit comes, and still living in fear of that crucifixion moment, which makes perfect sense. Until they can be there no longer through the Holy Spirit that spills out. But that's next week's story. But in the broad strokes, what Jesus does say is, A, this isn't the end. B, you are going to be the witnesses, and that begins right here where you are in Jerusalem. Acts has it start in Jerusalem, then go to the next outer ring, Judea, which is the country in which Jerusalem is. And then the next outer ring, which is Samaria, which is just to the north, you know, part of Israel, but that part that really people didn't go to or through, except if you were Jesus. And then to the ends of the earth, the final outer ring. So that's the story he's going to tell in Acts, and that's where it ends with Paul being in Rome, because the ends of the earth, the gospel is reached there. So in Acts, he's saying, this is what we're going to see in this book, how the word travels and begins in Jerusalem, goes to Judea, goes to Samaria, goes to the ends of the earth. But this, what we hear in the gospel today, is the conclusion of saying, Jesus saying, my ministry is now complete. Yes, now it is up to you and your ministry, which is why Luke writes an entire different book and new book, because that's the book about the church. What does that witness look like, right? Okay, so we know this. We know that Jesus entrusts this ministry to you and I. Now, on the one hand, that is incredibly exciting, that our God trusts you and I to take everything that he has taught us and take it out with us and be, as he says, those witnesses. You are witnesses to these things. I love that image, right? Because it doesn't just say that we speak about these things, that we are proclaimers of these things, although we are, but we are witnesses of what repentance for the forgiveness of sins looks like. We are witnesses to a hope that we may not understand yet, that may not have come yet. They live in that in-between time, right? The Holy Spirit hasn't come. But yet they live within the hope of the promise that it will be coming. And they continually praise God. Brothers and sisters, we live within that hope. I mean, even right there, what was it in Acts, when Jesus takes them out and takes them up onto the mountain, and they say, Lord, is the kingdom of Israel now going to be restored? And he says, listen, it's not up to you to know the times or seasons that God has created by his own authority. They're still under the impression that this kingdom is going to, you know, be an earthly kingdom, and Israel is going to be the center of it. But they live in that hope that it is coming. And they lived out the rest of their lives in that hope, and they did not see it. But we live in that same time, brothers and sisters. We live in the hope that God's kingdom will come. What we heard about last week, the last 2 weeks, right? That new and eternal Jerusalem coming down out of the sky. We know this is where this is going. We live in that hope. I do not know that we will see that in our lifetime or not. Generations have not. But that doesn't mean we don't live in expectant hope. We are invited into that. So anyway, going back, on the one level, this is incredibly exciting. We are part of the tradition of the disciples who live in that hope, who live as witnesses to these things, even if we may not see it fully. But on the other hand, it is incredibly anxiety-provoking. It is incredibly frightening, because our God is, in a sense, handing the baton to us and saying, I've taken it as far as I can go. Now it's up to you to take it the rest of the way. My son Thaddeus, I just started a summer job in Iowa where he's studying environmental engineering, and he's working with an environmental engineering firm, and they have trained him for the last week to go out and to drive these, you know, rollers on these gravel roads and how to do that. And, you know, essentially, after training him, they set him loose and said, here are the keys, go out and do it. And and that image, I think, is so good, because it's like, I don't know that I've been trained enough. I don't know that I know enough. I don't know that I can do what you're asking me to do. But yet the company says, you do, you know enough. And what you don't know, you're going to learn on the job. Brothers and sisters, have you ever been in a position like that? I think we all have, right? When we started new work. Heck, when we started relationships, I think of, you know, getting married to Renee. I'm like, I know I was saying yes to this, but none of us know the fullness of what that yes means. We kind of learn on the job. When we have children, it's incredibly exciting and wonderful and scary as in the Dickens, right? Because we don't know what that leads, and we don't know what we don't know. Brothers and sisters, that's exactly where the disciples are here. Jesus says to them, I've done what is mine to do, right? We talked about that with Francis 2-3 weeks ago. I've done what is mine to do. Now, may God take you and teach you what is yours to do. You got to take it the next mile. Brothers and sisters, and that's what our God says to us today. I love the image in Acts where they're up on the mountain, and Jesus, while they were looking on, was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. And they were looking intently at the sky. Suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. Men of Galilee, why are you looking at the sky? Why are you just standing there looking there? This Jesus who has been taken up into heaven, he's going to come back to you in the same way. One, we believe at the end of time, right? When Christ comes in power and glory. But two, he's going to come back soon and very soon, which they don't know the day or time, through the Holy Spirit, that driving wind that God is going to bring down. God will provide, but don't look there for the provision. Look amongst yourselves, because God has just handed the baton to you. God has flipped the keys of the roller to you, Thaddeus. Go out and do it. God has given you this relationship, this child. Go out and do it. We don't wait for the manual. It's there. The child is in our arms. Raise it. Raise it. And that's what our God invites us to do. And what we do, brothers and sisters, he does this in both Acts and in the gospel. He says, start right where you are. Don't feel like you have to be more than you are. Don't go to Samaria yet. Don't go to the ends of the earth yet. Start in Jerusalem. Start where your life is. And just be witness. Be witness in the day in, day out life that you are living and experience. And know, brothers and sisters, that we will make mistakes. Our God, again, I don't want to presume what God is saying. That's way beyond my pay grade. But I think it's clear through the readings that God trusts us and can even work in and through our mistakes. Isn't that the history of salvation? That God can use our mistakes for good? That even if it's merely teaching us, okay, you did that thing, that happened, and now let's look at it and maybe approach it differently. And I know it feels humiliating, and I know it feels embarrassing, and I know it feels like I've just blown it, but that's our baggage. I don't think it's God's baggage. I think God looks with delight at like a parent looks at a young child and says, they're trying. They're trying. We don't get mad at our children when they attempt to walk and they fall. Don't we delight in that and say, oh, they were so close. Did you see that? That's so beautiful. That's what our God, I think anyway, what our God does and delights in our attempts. And remember, we don't do this alone, right? This is not our agenda. This is not our stuff. This is God's stuff. And we're going to talk more about that next week, because we don't do it alone. We do it in and of the Spirit and through the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God. But we got to go, right? God, I mean, it's that whole idea that we don't just look to God. We don't just look to the sky and say, this is your problem. Where are you going? You got to take care of it. God says, I've left it in good hands. I've left it in good hands. And we look at our own hands and say, they don't look sufficient. But they are. They are. I love, and I know some of you who have listened and to me, I've said this before, but there's a Sufi teaching that I think is appropriate for this moment. And it says this. Now, Sufi is a faction of Islam. But it says, pass the seeker as he prayed. Or she prayed. So past the seeker as they prayed, came the crippled and the beggar and the beaten. And seeing them, the seeker cried, great God, how is it that a loving creator can see such things and yet do nothing about them? And God said, I did do something. I made you. Brothers and sisters, I don't think this feast says we should no longer pray and no longer ask God to move. God's movement we trust in. However, I think when we pray, I think our God is inviting us to open our heart to say, how, God, am I a co-creator with you in answering this prayer? How do I, God, need to open myself to that answer, to being that witness here and now in this world? Now, some of that's going to be beyond us. Remember, brothers and sisters, we do not carry the burden of this gift that Jesus is giving us today, the keys of the car, the keys to the roller, the baton. We do not raise this child on our own. It takes a village, as the African saying says. And we are only a part of that. But we are indeed a part. And we must, in our prayer, open ourselves somehow that the Spirit of God can move in our hearts, can change our hearts, can give us courage to invite and allow us to take that step in trust and faith and anxiety, and yes, maybe in failure, but at least moving, and let our God work through that. Last thing I'll say, I love in this idea of Feast of the Ascension, Ron Rollheiser's thought, and I take this completely from him in his book, The Holy Longing. If you've never read the book, The Holy Longing, may I point you to it. It's a marvelous, marvelous book. But his idea that in order for something new to come, and he's pointing to the Feast of Pentecost, he's pointing to the Holy Spirit here, in order for something new to come, we have to let go of the old. Something needs to ascend before something new can come. And that's what this feast is about. This feast is a wonderful trust on God's part, but it is a letting go on our part. It is anxiety creating that I have to let go of my need to just rely on you, God. And I don't mean that we don't rely on God. I mean in the story here that the disciples had to let go of just looking at the clouds and saying, God, this is you, and let go of that idea. Let go of their own inadequacies. Maybe we need to let go of a relationship that that is no longer healthy and life-giving for us. Maybe we have to let go of an image of ourselves that used to be but no longer is. Maybe we have to let go of a hope and dream that is keeping us from what could be right in front of us in order for something new to ascend to us. I don't know what that is. But I love that image that we need to let go of something. Something needs to ascend to God before something new can be delivered to us. Brothers and sisters, we know this. We know that our God trusts us. We know that we don't do it alone. We know that we may falter on our way. But I think that God delights in our small steps, and God merely invites us to be witness to that right where you are, right here, right now. Let today be the day that you take that baton, that you take those keys, and you get in that roller, and you say, by God, I'm going to give it a shot. And let's see what God can do with that first step. Let's pray. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The second glorious mystery. Jesus ascends to the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, bless you. Thank you for being with me, not only this week, but for so many episodes throughout these past 5 years. I will see you one more time next week. Be well, my friends, and Godspeed.